here's a story from The World.
In one way or another, for most kids around the globe, school is back in session this month. It's a huge adjustment, no matter where you are in school, attending class online or the hybrid model, partly online, partly in person. It is a lot. Now think about kids who are attending school online, but their school is located half a world away. The World's Rebecca Cantha reports from Shanghai.
Every night, Titi Bakum and her three daughters rush through dinner as the girls get ready to start their classes. That's because they go to school in Shanghai, China, but have been stuck in Iowa since February.
So in the evenings, instead of winding down, relaxing, and contemplating the day, we are up and awake and alert, and like, you know, this is the time we have to be most focused.
When COVID-19 shut down schools across China, Titi brought her kids to her home near Des Moines, thinking it would be better for them there. Now, 7 months later, they're still stuck there. School started September 1st, and that's meant new schedules for everyone. For 9-year-old Vivian, the youngest in the family, the adjustment has been extreme. She starts school at 7:30 p.m. and gets to bed after 1 a.m. most nights. She says she's gotten used to it, but staying up past her bedtime makes her hungry. She says she eats three dinners a night.
And also I get tired, so I probably don't remember stuff as well.
In the spring, all of Vivian's classmates in Shanghai were doing online schooling too. Now she's the only one. This is the sound of Vivian's classroom in Shanghai. The teachers put a phone in the front row so Vivian can watch the lessons. Her mom says it's a poor substitute for being inside the classroom.
The teachers so focus on presenting their lesson that it's hard for them to pay attention to if Vivian has a problem or if she needs something because she's just a little phone on the desk.
Vivian's 15-year-old sister, Maya, is a morning person and is struggling with the late-night math class.
But it's math, so I was like, okay, you have to stay awake, you have to stay awake. And I did. I fell asleep like 10 minutes after that. I just closed my computer on the table, bed.
Maya's obviously doing her best to keep up. Still, the schedule seems to change every day.
It's like when you're going down the water slide, you can't see the end. You know, like the twisty ones. Where you can't see past the corner.
That's a really good description.
Yeah, we're learning metaphors.
Maya's classmate Annabelle Ye started her school year from rural North Carolina. She and her family were stuck there for more than half a year. They just got back to Shanghai last week. Annabelle says one of the hardest parts of going to school remotely was knowing all of her friends were back together in China. On the very first day of school, she watched her high school's assembly on a live stream.
Yeah, it's a really strange feeling. I feel like distance learning and mental health, it's like a fragile connection.
Annabelle's younger brother, Micah, just started 7th grade at a new school. He says those first-day jitters were magnified online.
Starting at a new school when it's overseas, so it's kind of strange. All of the people there knew each other beforehand because they'd all been there for like 6th grade or so. So when I got there, it was like everyone knew each other, and I was like the only person who was new there.
But Micah saw some benefits to being so far from school.
PE classes, instead of just like doing normal classes, I can go hiking. The closest thing you can hike in Shanghai is a skyscraper.
Kids doing online schooling all over the world are learning an important lesson in resilience. Annabelle and Micah will go through a new transition next week as they attend school in person for the first time this year. Meanwhile, Titi and her kids are still trying to get visas and flights back to China. Titi says she keeps telling herself and her kids that this experience will make a great college admissions essay in a few years. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.
From PRX.